bonus coupon at MetroLightingCenters.com. No matter what your project or budget, hurry into Metro Lighting and save at least 25% store-wide, plus 10% off an additional item with our online bonus coupon for a limited time only. See store for details.
Does your furnace need repair? Your house need cleaning? Or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen? Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, log on to handyman.homeadvisor.com. Service Magic is a free online resource with instant access to top-rated remodelers, maids, handymen, roofers, and many other home contractors. It's easy and it's free. Just go to handyman.homeadvisor.com, handyman.homeadvisor.com. That's handyman.homeadvisor.com.
For the world's most rugged boots, ask for Chippewa Boots at Chuck's Boots off Highway 30 in Fenton, and now off Mid Rivers Mall Drive in St. Peter's.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter?
You ever notice that here he says, just direct your feet?
Your feet.
Just direct your feet.
So sweet.
Did you get my picture yet?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's a good one.
I used to.
I only own one mask. And it's the greatest mask to me.
On the
that's one of the best I've ever seen.
But I'm not afraid.
Not afraid. I will be tonight.
This rover.
Come on, give it some candy. Don't pretend you're not home.
Dad, that's our house.
Widespread investigation of reports from funeral homes, morgues, and hospitals has concluded that the unburied dead are coming back to life.
What?
Seeking human victims.
What? Say, how about this? Wanted grave diggers, good salary, apply.
No, no, too morbid.
The morbid, the merrier.
So wake up sometimes, don't you? Wake up in the dark. Hear the screaming of the lamb.
This is scary.
The researchers don't know who these people were. There are no more graves.
All that happened before the arrival of these monstrous creatures in the world now seems part of another life.
It has been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
How long are you planning to stay in Reagan?
Until she rots and lies stinking in the earth.
You know what? I'm so scared now I can't even do the show.
I am too.
Petrified.
I'll be rich.
Look at Danny shaking like a leaf.
I know. Yeah.
Dan, did you put that together or did you find that all already assembled?
Oh, no, I put that all together.
Get out of here.
Yeah, how about that?
Give yourself a round of applause.
Stop.
Assembling a terrific Halloween montage. Good afternoon. It is Halloween. And this is a big day with regard to this show because there are two things we do here. And nobody else does. Nobody plays Pumpkinhead Harvey. We've been playing it for 25 years. We play Pumpkinhead Harvey today. Nobody tells the Freddie Freeman joke.
Nope.
And if they do tell it, I'll guarantee you they do a lousy job of it.
And they don't tell it like, and it grows every year.
It gets bigger and longer every year. And today, by the time I get halfway through the Freddie Freeman joke, you may be sick of it. But just stay with me, because it's coming at about 5:30. A lot to talk about today. When do you think you can put that mask on the Facebook page?
I'm going to do it right now. I thought you said you were wearing a mask, though. I just got a picture of you.
Oh, you know what? That's real funny. You know, that's real funny. Real funny. You go to our Facebook page. Any moment, Peon will post. I shot him a picture from my phone to his phone. It's a picture that I took of myself standing in the driveway with a mask. I don't know that I've ever really owned any masks, except, you know, when you're a kid, you get those cheap ones with that rubber banding thing on the back.
It always breaks.
It's got like a staple, and the band breaks. It's cheap plastic stuff. But I've only owned one good one, and I've had this mask for, I'd say 25 years at least. And
that's a good one.
I even know where I bought it. I bought it at Six Flags. I took the kids, and it was one of those Fright Nights or whatever they do.
Oh, yeah.
And they had a display, and it was a bunch of, this mask wasn't on somebody, but it was on a bench, like it had a severed head or something. And when I realized it was a mask, whoever it was that worked at Six Flags, I said, I have to have that mask. And they said, well, you know, we don't sell masks. This is a display. I said, no, I have to have it. You don't understand. I have to have the mask. Who do I talk to? And I kept bugging and driving whoever it was nuts at Six Flags. Finally, the manager of whatever it was there at Six Flags came over and said, okay. And he went back and he looked up where they got it, what they paid for it. And he said, I'll sell it to you if you let us make $10 or something. I said, absolutely. If he'd have said he wanted $500 for it, I think I'd have paid it, because I just, for whatever reason, I love this mask. And when you see it, if you go to facebook.com/AM and the PM, when you look at it, try to imagine, and I've only done this a couple of times, and it was stupid, but a couple of times I've gotten in the car, and I put this on, and I pull up at a stoplight, and I'm going to tell you something. You talk about kids starting to cry, and women lock their door. I mean, and the look of horror when they look over, and then I turn and look toward them from the driver's seat. You know, like if somebody's on my left.
Real slow.
Yeah, because especially car to car, it'll scare you to death. I mean, this guy, this mask looks like a guy who just got out of a combination prison and mental institution. I mean, and that's all I'll tell you. And like most masks, it's kind of hard. If somebody would ever invent a mask you could really see out of, you know, because you can't really see very well to the sides. You got this little tunnel vision thing. And here's the other thing that kind of bugs me. We don't have trick-or-treaters. We just don't. We live in the woods. But I remember we lived in St. Charles in a subdivision, and one of the things that always kind of bugged me, and I kind of felt bad for the kids, I also felt bad for me, is the kids trying to tell a joke, but they got a mask on. Here's what it sounds like. Trick-or-treat. Yeah. You go, hi, little man, how are you? You got a joke? The kid's got a mask on. It doesn't have a mouth opening in it, and you know, they're smothering inside this thing. It's also dangerous because you can't see where they're going, but it is.
I would love to do that. I would love to work in a haunted house maybe one time. Maybe I'll do that sometime soon. Oh, yeah, I would.
Well, it sounds to me like you're sick and you like to see children scared.
Well,
Dan, is that what it sounds like to you?
I don't think children most of the time go to the really scary ones. It's usually adults. But it's amazing how scared adults get inside those haunted houses.
Well, I think you know that everything in there is fake. I
mean, right,
really,
still,
they're not really taking a chainsaw and cutting somebody's head off. But no, Dan, you didn't know that? No, that's all fake. But I'll tell you, I think what's kind of scary about it is you don't know where you're stepping or you don't know where you're going.
Right.
It's like your
senses are dulled because,
I mean, I know that if I see an arm fall off after the chainsaw, it wasn't a really, you know, a person's arm getting cut off. But if it's done well enough, you actually, I think, start to be afraid of the people who are involved in it and playing the parts.
Because
maybe they're doing it too well. You know, I mean, you think, well, this guy must really be creepy if he's in this place doing this, because it's pretty sick. Do we have any Burke segment stuff today?
I do.
Like to introduce the world's worst producer, and he's actually proud of that title, Dan Strauss. What do you have, Dan?
I have a brick outside of Gate 1 at Busch Stadium to prove that. It
with
says
that
Dan
title.
Strauss, world's worst producer.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
How'd you get that? Would you make a donation or something?
Yes.
Yeah. It'll forever be there.
Yeah.
Well, how about that?
When they,
it was, I actually, knew that. I forgot about it.
It was actually a Christmas present, but yeah. I'll have to take a picture of it and
well, you
it
should. Put it on the Facebook
page. Yeah.
What else do you have?
Today, I have a couple things. Today, I had to go to the doctor for my annual physical.
Did you get the digital rectal exam?
I thought. I was prepared for that. I was all prepared. And then, you know, after they finish, then you're walking around all day and you're squishing. It's like that squish.
Oh, yeah, don't they? I've yet to do that. I'm sure that's coming.
Well, you're still a young
40,
kid.
Right? 40, usually at the start.
50 if there's no prostate cancer.
Beyond, if, my advice, you push it off to 50.
Yeah. Okay. But don't they hand you, like, a wipe or something afterwards?
Yeah, it's humiliating.
Clean yourself up.
Yeah, it's very humiliating. You're literally wiping your butt with a Kleenex in the doctor's office.
Oh, God.
There you go. What do you want me to do with this?
Yeah, he gets a glove, but he doesn't give you a glove.
Yeah.
He just goes, here. Yeah. He hands you a tissue, and you've got this goop in your butt. And by the way, you never get it all out. You swipe away. Because you don't want to stand there wiping for too long. It's humiliating.
No.
So you take a couple of swipes, you throw it away, and then you realize after you take a step. Squishing.
And it's there until you shower.
So exactly.
Today, I had to get blood work and everything, and he said, today we don't have to do the finger. We're just going to do the PSA test. So I was absolutely relieved. And the lady that did the blood test, this was the absolute best blood test I have ever had in my life, because I hardly felt that needle go in. And she has to use, because my veins are so hard, they have to use a butterfly needle.
And what does that mean?
What is a butterfly?
It's a butterfly. It's a needle for smaller veins and stuff when they have a hard time.
Real tiny?
Yeah.
Well, I'm surprised you don't have those big bulging veins. You work out so much in the gym.
I know. I thought I did, but apparently I don't have big veins. But that was, I barely felt the stick, and that was incredible. But
it could also be bad news. It could mean you're losing the feeling in your arm.
That could be too.
Yeah.
But so the doctor went great, because when he said, I don't have to do the finger today, I was so relieved. It was unreal.
Or maybe he just looked at you and thought to himself, I'm not sticking my finger in this guy's butt.
I just had lunch.
No. I had some. And I had pintos and cheese last night.
How did
that'll stop him.
How did they position you for that?
Well,
you kind of bend over that table in there that.
You know that table with the tissue on it?
Yeah.
You put your elbows on it, and it's like you're in prison.
Do you pull your pants all the way down to your ankles?
Well, yeah. Yeah, you pretty much
do. I take mine off.
Well, let me tell you, if you do, it's voluntary.
Yeah, no.
Dan probably says, really, come on, let me take my pants off. Please. No, you just pull them down and you bend over. And here, women listening right now are rolling their eyes. They're going, oh, my big babies. What if you had to go through what we go through in the stirrups? Well, I've heard all that from my wife 100 times. Let me tell you something. Yours is a port of entry. Okay?
Yeah.
That's an entry port down there. Ours is an exit point.
And you're used to it. I mean, you have to go regularly.
Yeah, you've been doing it since you were a young girl.
Right.
This hits you at 50 or whatever. You're not, you don't know how, there's no training.
My doctor did say he had two different patients. One of them had his wife or someone right on his butt in Sharpie, exit only. And then he had another one say, be gentle.
before they came in, they had that written.
They
down
had
there.
It written on their butt. Yeah,
man,
I know. I know.
So, are you okay, or do you know yet?
No, I don't know yet. The results.
So you could be dying.
The PSA. Yeah,
you don't know.
Yeah, I could.
Okay, well, let us know.
Okay. And then last night, I went to a concert at the pageant. Went to see Government Mule, which is
who's that?
It's Warren Haynes. Warren Haynes played with the Allman Brothers.
Okay.
Warren Haynes was with the Allman Brothers, and he has his own band. It's Government Mule, or he has the Warren Haynes band. But so we went to that. But I've been finding out when I go to different places downtown, like Busch Stadium, if I go to the Dome, if I go anywhere, the Scott Trade Center, and now the pageant, I am a magnet to homeless people. I mean,
well, you look like one of them.
I guess I do, but they walk up.
But they, no, that doesn't make sense, because they wouldn't ask for money if they thought he was one of
the
homeless
true.
People.
They walk up and
true.
They start following me and start talking to me, and I don't even look at them, and then they say.
Maybe you look like a caring individual who would.
I've noticed that before. I've been with you a couple of times, and you always do seem to. They gravitate towards you.
I don't know why. And
that's weird.
Always ask for money. I need money for some food.
You don't look like you have a lot of money.
No.
You don't dress in, designer clothes.
The best was this guy outside of the Scott Trade Center, the Blues game.
You know what I bet it is? I've seen that T-shirt you wear downtown that says, I have a lot of money. Stop wearing that T-shirt.
That's it. I have a lot of money, and I love homeless people.
Oh, that one you wear that says, lottery winner.
Yeah.
Stop wearing that.
There's a great T-shirt. It has written on it. You can wear around a place like that. It says, yes, I have plenty of spare change. Thanks for asking.
The best T-shirt or cap I ever saw was a T-shirt, and it was on a guy. I'm not kidding. If he weighed a pound, he weighed 450 pounds, 450, 500 pounds, and his T-shirt said, I beat anorexia. Yeah,
yeah. I should get a T-shirt and do that. But last night, at least five or six of them came up to me last night asking me for money. Some guy
Have a shirt made. Said, I hate homeless people. Just says real bold letters. I hate homeless people.
I had a bag of peanuts one time outside a Blues game, and the guy walked up to me and he said, so I guess everybody's happy the Blues won. I said, yeah, they did. And he says, you wouldn't happen to have a couple dollars so I can get a sandwich or something. And I had a bag of peanuts, and I said, here's a bag of peanuts. And he goes, no, I don't want the peanuts. No, I don't want any of that.
I said,
they're nutritious.
Money.
I said, you just want money for booze. I said, no, I'm not giving you any money.
Well, you're mean.
I was very mean. Last night, the last one, I was standing outside. My sister went inside to this, it's like a little coffee shop, and then they have merchandise for the band in there. So she was kind of looking around, and I was standing outside smoking, and this guy walks up, and he starts talking about what's inside. Oh, there's a nice poster, and there's T-shirts, and there's that. And he starts talking. And then,
they do like opening lines almost.
Yeah, it's like to butter you up. And then he says, you wouldn't happen to have a couple dollars for some food. I'm like, and I just looked at him and I said, are you kidding me? You are kidding me. I said, no, I don't have. He goes, then could I at least have a cigarette?
Well, you know, you laugh. I mean, laugh. You're having fun with this. That guy probably, he could have walked away and killed himself.
Well, I gave him a cigarette. Ooh. I didn't give him a cigarette. So.
I don't ever give money out. I mean, I know some people do, but I just choose not to.
Yeah. I pick my battles with those people. If a guy looks like a legitimate veteran, how do you know? You feel good doing it. It's not going to change my life. Give somebody $5. I mean, yeah. If he's a scumbag, then that's his problem. But you feel good doing it. You got anything else?
No, that's it.
A lot of people on the Facebook page are asking where the mask is on your
picture. You know what? These listeners, they're cruel and they're mean, okay? It does resemble me. I'll give you that.
Rap Boy commented. He said, show us the mask.
Yeah, it resembles me, but look, the truth is I don't have the scar. I don't have that scar that's on that. So there you go. You know it's not true.
I'm trying to think of who that looks. It's kind of a cross between Uncle Fester and...
Yes.
It's a creepy looking thing, man. And imagine, you know, at a stoplight. And I've done it for a long time, and I'm not going to do it again ever, probably, because.
Well, that's the newest thing now, in a lot of usually it's convenience stores. It's signs that say, "Do not come in with a mask." It's like, really? Do they? I guess they have to say that.
Well, sure they do.
Well,
because,
yeah, but
what kind of idiot would
go in there anyway with that?
Well, I think a lot of people would.
Really?
Oh, yeah, it's Halloween. I don't think they think, hey, let's run in the bank and see if they got any candy.
Yeah.
We'll wear a mask in there.
Oh, I saw a great picture today. It was kind of like a cartoon strip, and it was just a regular guy standing at the door. He goes, here, kids, have some candy on October 31st. He goes, that's okay. November 1st, a guy standing at the door. Here, kids, have some candy. No, that's not okay. It's only good on Halloween. Otherwise, you come off looking like a perv.
And it doesn't go late either, because it gets dark at, by what, 7? The trick-or-treating is pretty much over, isn't it, by 7:30? As a kid, we were out till
9:30, 10 o'clock.
Exactly.
Yeah, nowadays.
It shuts down.
Yeah.
All right, probably better that way. All right, we got to do a little business, then we come back. We're going to take some calls. I understand Dr. Doug cannot be with us today. Dr. Doug Pernico. That's okay. We have all kinds of stuff, plus your calls, and I will read, whether you want me to or not, a poem that I wrote for my kids about almost 25 years ago. We sat out. I used to tell them stories. I didn't read to them. I made them up. And so one of the kids had to come to school with a Halloween poem, and I said, well, are you supposed to write it? And they said, no, they said we could get our parents to do it with us, which means, you know, you end up doing it yourself. So I wrote a a poem called Oh, What Could It Be? And it's perfect for Halloween because it's a Halloween poem. We'll do that. We will have the Freddie Freeman joke. We will have all kinds of stuff to kick around and to talk about, and a couple of great stories in the news, one of them in the news today, which prompts me to tell a story from a week or so ago that I've been hanging on to. So hold on. We'll get to that. A couple of quick things. The yard sale this Saturday. Last Saturday, the yard sale on Saturday morning was on an hour early, 6 to 8 instead of 7 to 9. Same thing this weekend. You yard sale people, and there are lots of you, it is by far like the best number one weekend show on the radio. So this Saturday at 6 to 8 o'clock, starts an hour earlier, the First Community Credit Union yard sale. All right. American Equity Mortgage. Tell you about them, give you some good advice, then we take a break. We come back, we'll take your calls. Ben, hang on, and everybody else, because we'll get to you. But it is my duty to inform you that there is a way out.
Duty.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. There's a way out of credit card debt. Well, there are two ways out. There's the wrong way. That's minimum payments every month for the next 20 or 30 years. And that's about how long it takes most people to pay them off that way. And there's the right way out. And that's called American Equity Mortgage. If you're a homeowner, you call American Equity Mortgage and go, that's it. I'm not even making a dent in these credit cards. I realize I overused them, it got away from me, and their response will be, take a deep breath, it's okay. You're not the first person that's done this. We've been handling this kind of thing for over 20 years. They will pay the credit cards off. You will be essentially borrowing the money from American Equity Mortgage to pay the people that you borrowed money from, the credit card people, but you borrowed money from them at a much higher rate. So you're kind of getting screwed over that way. American Equity Mortgage will make that right. They'll fix it. Now you're going to get that paid off, rolled into your house payment. Not only is it a great interest rate, but now the interest is also probably tax deductible because it's part of your house payment. Win-win for everybody. American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com, or 314-878-9999.
All right. All right, we just had a listener call up, and westbound 270 apparently is at a standstill at St. Charles Rock Road. Tim, you had any information on that and more?
No, I don't have anything on that yet, Dan. Let's see, southbound 270 at 55, we've got a disabled vehicle. Southbound 170 at Page, disabled. I'll check into that on a camera here in just a few minutes. Oh, no, here we go. We do have, it's an accident near St. Charles Rock Road, southbound 270. It has two left lanes that are blocked. And I can't quite see it on the cameras yet what's going on. I'll check here on the next report. If you're coming in on eastbound 64 towards the Poplar Street Bridge, you're slowing now midway between Compton and Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. On westbound 64, just a little bit of volume Hampton through McCausland, 270 through Mason, but it is heavier as you approach the Boone Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by the makers of Robitussin. Control your cough with Robitussin, the number one doctor-recommended adult cough medicine brand. Don't suffer the consequences. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is Martin Kilcoyne inviting you to the Baby Boomer Expo, Sunday, November 11th at Ameristar Casino in St. Charles. There'll be speakers on topics such as travel, financial, and home remodeling. Booths and vendors offering services and goods. Entertainment from Henry's Humans featuring Dan Strauss from the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. You can win an all-inclusive trip for two to the Rio Palace Riviera Maya in Mexico from Apple Vacation. Go to KTRS.com and click the Boomer Expo tab on the top of the homepage for more about the 2012 Baby Boomer Expo. That's Sunday, November 11th from 11 a.m. till 3 p.m. at the Ameristar Casino in St. Charles. From the Big 550, KTRS.
We've all been there, wanting to call a cab, but not wanting to wait for one. Well, thanks to ABC Checker Cab, that problem is now solved. You see, ABC Checker Cab relies on technology. They have more technology in their cabs than any other cab company combined. What they do is they have GPS in all of their cabs. The dispatcher back at the home office knows where all the cabs are and where they're going and where you are. And through software and through GPS systems, they can dispatch a cab to you faster so you get to where you're going faster. So no longer do you have to wait for that cab. When you call 766-RIDE, that's ABC Checker Cab at 766-RIDE, the cab will get to you faster and you're going to get to where you're going faster. You need a cab? It's as easy as ABC Checker Cab. 766 Ride. Put it in your phone and save the phone number for the next time you need a cab. It's ABC Checker Cab. 766 Ride. ABC Checker Cab.
I hate to fly.
He's made multiple appearances on The Tonight Show.
Can't take anything on the plane. You can't take a drink now on the plane. Because all of a sudden everybody's MacGyvering to make a bomb out of a Coke.
Performed as part of the Blue Collar Comedy. And now he's coming to the Funny Bone.
You know, if you've flown the past couple years, if you show up at the metal detector with a Coke or whatever, you got to throw it away.
It's John Caparulo.
But once you go through the metal detector, you can buy a Coke for like $7. Yeah, for some reason. Yeah, we've done the research and $7 Cokes don't explode. All right, thanks.
John Caparulo brings his new Blue Collar Comedy Tour to the Funny Bone in Westport Plaza Thursday, November 1st through Saturday, November 3rd. In addition to touring nationwide, John can be seen alongside his pal Chelsea Handler as a regular on her e-hit show, Chelsea Lately. John Caparulo at the Funny Bone. For showtimes and more, go to stlewisfunnybone.com. It's not too early to plan your holiday or New Year's Eve party. We're at the Funny Bone, of course.
Listen closely as I drop this $100 bill into a paper shredder. Horrible, isn't it? But that's exactly what's happening to your hard-earned money if you're struggling with overwhelming credit card debt. Every month, much of your money may be being wasted on interest rates and fees while you struggle with debt that only seems to grow worse. But Freedom Debt Relief has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the country. And we could reduce your debt in the shortest time possible through one low monthly program payment. Call right now and we'll show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Here's the number, 1-800-900-1491. Now imagine if you could put your credit card debt into a shredder. Call now to find out how much of your hard-earned money you could save. The bigger your debt, the more money you could save. Call 1-800-900-1491. This could be the answer you've been looking for. 1-800-900-1491. 1-800-900-1491.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-500-5236. That's 1-800-500-5236. 1-800-500-5236. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You say.
We are here on location at one of the Rain Tunnel Express car washes to see if it is true that you can eliminate the mud, the bugs, the tree sap, and decorative contributions by various birds from your car for as little as $5. Less expensive than those other guys.
Here we go. Okay. Here comes the spray. Whoa. As that Rain Tunnel Express automated technology uses the car cleaning method specified in your owner's manual.
Oh, man. Here comes the shampoo now.
Rain Tunnel Express uses the most advanced shampoos and polishing agents to give your car the safest, most effective system to protect your car.
No wonder Rain Tunnel Express was voted the best car wash in 2011 in the Riverfront Times.
And with locations in Sappington, Sunset Hills, and South County in Missouri, and in Granite City, Edwardsville, and Pontoon Beach in Illinois, there's one closest to you.
Oh, we're drying now.
You should go to RainTunnelExpress.com for locations and money-saving coupons.
You know, I must say that going through Rain Tunnel Express made everything beautifully clean.
But next time, let's do this inside of the car.
Or at least bring an umbrella.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Alfred Hitchcock, and this is Music to be Murdered By.
I am so scared, I don't even know if I can go on. Well, he was the perfect guy for what he did.
Oh yeah,
Really? I mean,
well, you could tell.
Well, you know,
his mind was really demented.
Had a scary, kind of creepy, weird look, like that neighbor. You know, and I'll tell you who else is like that. This Stephen King. Do you ever see this guy?
Yes.
Yeah.
He looks like a crazed, deranged lunatic. And maybe it's because of the work he's done, or maybe he did the work because he's a crazy, deranged lunatic. We got a lot of calls. We're going to get right to them real quickly before we do that. I encourage you to call, if you would, and share with us jokes that kids can use tonight. Now, make sure these are kid-appropriate. We'll let you know if they're not. But, you know, when the trick-or-treat thing and they go, hey, you got a joke, some people still do that. And I like that. You get a treat if you tell me a joke or dance or juggle or do a trick or something. So if you have any great kids' jokes, we do this every year, throw them at us. And then people can give them to their kids tonight to use. We're going to take some calls here. We're going to go check in with Ben first. Hello, Ben.
Hey, fellas. How you guys doing?
We're doing great. Good, how Ben. Are you doing?
Hey, excellent. It's a beautiful day. I don't have any jokes, but I got a recommendation. Next time you guys get, and it's kind of hard to do because you're not expecting them all the time, but when the homeless people come up to you, you know they're going to ask you for something. They always do.
Right.
So when you see them come up, you know, you can kind of tell they're about to ask you for some money. Just what I like to do, I've only got a couple opportunities to do it, but as soon as the guy walks up to me, you go, hey, man, you got a cigarette, and it'll throw him off.
Oh, do it to them.
And if they, yeah, to the homeless guy. And then if he's reaching for a cigarette or somewhere, you know, even if you don't smoke, you just go, oh, man, you got some spare change.
And they don't know what to do. Just turn it around. Oh, that's good.
That's a great idea.
I'm going to try that.
It's beautiful.
Because he's not going to ask you. If you're asking him, obviously you don't have it. He's not going to ask you. I think it's a great
idea. Yeah, and I mean, hell, if he gave you some spare change, maybe things would turn around.
Yeah, for you and him. That's a great idea. All right, thank you, Ben.
Thanks, Phyllis.
Thank you. Now, you know what? That's not a bad idea. Hey, man, you got a cigarette and some spare change?
Get them first.
It's over. It's over.
I've done that before on our trips when you go to, you know, how you go to those shacks that buy T-shirts and stuff. And,
right.
And they come out and they go, hey, how about this T-shirt? And you go, how much? And he goes, $20. And I go, I'll give you 30 for it. And they look at me like, what? And I said, too late. You lost your chance. Now I'll give you 10.
Or... you just say, when they go 20, you go, sorry, I'm looking for a $30 shirt.
Yeah.
Just walk away. I got 30 to spend. That won't cut it.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's a good one. Jim, how are you, Jim?
Great. How are you? I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you, Jim.
Hallelujah.
What's going on?
I got a cute little joke for the kids.
All right.
The two little girls go up to and ring the doorbell, and the guy answers the door. And the girls go, roses are red, violets are blue, happy Halloween to you. And the other little girl says, I know that isn't very good, but all we wanted was a little Snicker.
Oh, like a candy bar.
Wow. Yeah. You know what, though? It's for kids.
That's not bad.
So we'll accept that.
Yeah.
That one passes the test.
Now, the reason I called, I got a problem.
All right. Well, do you need the problem solvers?
Yes.
Well, then you need us, because we are.
The problem solvers.
What's the problem, Jim?
Well, let me just preface it with one thing. I support you guys. I just had Window World out. They're going to do my windows.
Beautiful. Thank you.
And I just have been on the phone for over a half hour, trying to get through to First Community Federal, because I'm buying a car today, and I wanted to get it financed.
Well, there is no First Community Federal. That could be your problem.
No, whatever. You're a credit union.
Yeah, First Community Credit Union.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Anyway.
Anyway.
I've been trying to get through to them, and I've been trying for 45 minutes. They're the worst phone system ever.
Well, that's not true. I've called First Community Credit Union at least 100 times, and I've never taken me 40 minutes to get anything done. I don't know what number you're calling. I don't know if you're using the prompts correctly or not.
What is their number?
I'm sorry?
What is their number?
Well, hang on. It's right here in my phone. I'll give it to you. The number that you should be calling. And by the way, you know, if you hit zero, you'll get right to a live person. Here we go. Hang on here. First Community Credit Union is 636-537-4400. Is that the number you called?
Nope.
Nope?
Nope.
Well, call that number and hit zero, and I guarantee you'll get somebody.
First Community Federal. Okay.
No, not First Community Federal. First Community Credit Union.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Well, you solved my problem.
Thank well, we did. That's why we're called the Problem Solvers.
We've
and
done it again.
That's right. We've done it again. We never fail. On to Mike. Hello, Mike. How are you?
Hello, Frank.
Hello,
AM
Mike.
And the PM.
Thank you, Mike.
Hallelujah.
What's
yeah,
going on?
Your math. That's Garth Butcher. I had one. I just gave it to my grandson. I had it for, like you said, about 25 years.
Oh, that's the name of the mask? Garth Butcher?
Right.
That
Garth,
was a, Garth
yeah, was a hockey player.
He was a defenseman for the Blues.
Right. I know it.
You have that same mask?
I had the same mask I got down there in downtown on the landing at that magic shop.
Man, I love that mask. If I could find that, you think maybe it's online now that I know the name of it, Garth Butcher.
Oh, I bet you could find it.
But yeah. I could find it. I need a right. backup. You ever have something you really like and you want a spare?
Yes.
Right.
Because if something ever happened to you, you go nuts. I need a backup mask.
Right. I gave it to my grandson about 2 months ago.
Well, that's one of the greatest gifts he'll ever get. He'll scare the crap out of his friends with it. That's a great. And what's great about it is you can tuck it down in your shirt, and then it actually
yeah.
looks like it's your neck and head and everything.
Yeah,
you know, you don't see
right
that it's a mask. Yeah.
Yeah, I walk right. around, I put them surgical gloves on, and then
oh,
it's like
man.
I'm taking my nose and all that.
Well, I'm glad you shared the name of that with me, Mike. I'll check that out, okay?
All right.
All right.
See you later,
thank you, Mike. Paul is next. Hello, Paul.
I am in the PM, Frank.
Thank you, Paul.
Hallelujah. You want a traffic report on 170 at Park Park Parkway, or just go right to the kids' jokes?
We'd love to have it. Traffic first.
This is Paul reporting from southbound 170, northbound 170. Looks like there's just a guy on the side of the road that they're dealing with. The right lane is closed at Park Park Parkway. They're backed up at least to 40.
All right. Good report.
Yeah.
There's no Tim Weiland, but that was pretty good.
Yeah.
All right, what's the kids?
I didn't make a sound effect like the helicopter, though.
I'm sorry?
The helicopter sound effects?
Go ahead.
You could tap your chest.
Go ahead.
That'd be good.
There you go.
That was beyond good. That was great. You have a joke the kids? You have a joke the kids can use tonight?
Hopefully.
All right.
It's clean. What's red and green and spins around real fast?
A frog in a blender?
You got it.
Wow. You know what? That's okay. If a kid told me that joke, it's all right. There's nothing wrong with that joke. That's a good one. All right, Paul, thank you. Randy is next in line. It's like the post office when they call out the number. Randy?
Number 32.
Randy? Go ahead, Randy.
I'm aiming to be him, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, just a kid's joke for you. Why did Tigger stick his head in the toilet?
Why did he wanted to see the poo, I
he
guess.
He wanted to see poo, yeah.
He was looking for poo.
Look, same thing, looking for poo. That's a good one. Thank you, Randy. Now thanks, Randy. You moms and dads, I hope you know you're taking notes. You got a pen or something here because we'll load you up so tonight your kids are getting more candy because they'll have a bunch of jokes. Let's go to Gene. Hello, Gene.
Hey, Frank.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great too. We're great together.
Cool. All right. Here's the deal. This is a great joke for little boys who like dinosaurs.
All right.
What does a triceratops bring to dinner?
What does a triceratops bring to dinner?
His plates.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah,
that's a good one. And kids love dinosaurs. As a kid, I don't ever remember getting into the dinosaur thing. I didn't have any little rubber dinosaurs. But kids love dinosaurs. That's a good one, Gene.
Yeah, all right. Have a good day.
Thank you, you too.
What do you call a lesbian dinosaur?
Oh, we know.
Lickalotopus?
Yeah.
Yeah, have the kids tell that one.
Yeah, maybe not.
Yeah, tell your kids to go to the door and ding dong, trick or treat, hi. Yeah, you got a joke? Yeah. What's that lesbian dinosaur called? Lickalotopus. Yeah, they'll get a lot of candy if they do that. That's a good one.
And there's another gay one, too.
Yeah, gay dinosaur. Megasaurus.
Megasaurus.
Yeah.
Well, I don't go for that. I draw the line at Lickalotopus.
My butt is sore.
My butt is sore. Oh, man. You kids will never be allowed or trick-or-treat again or invited in the neighborhood again after tonight. Tim should be here. Hello, Tim.
How are you guys today?
We're great today.
Tim.
How are you?
I am great. I am also AM in the PM.
Well, that's why you're great.
Hallelujah.
What do you have?
Talking about that deal with the homeless people, I got busted down in down by Dallas, Texas. Mm-hmm. There was a couple of guys at a truck stop that was coming up to me and asking me for money, and I turned it around on them, was asking them for money, and the security there at the Flying J in Dallas, Texas, escorted me off the property.
Oh.
They told me you ain't allowed to be asking for money from other people.
Wait a minute. Why didn't they escort them off the property? Oh, because you did it first.
Yeah. Because one of the homeless guys that was walking around was an actual undercover cop.
Oh,
boy.
It backfired on you.
Boy.
Yeah, so you got to be careful doing that.
All right, good advice, Tim.
Talk to you all later.
You too. I will tell you this, and then we'll take another call, but I was at a park, and I had two homeless guys come up to me and said, "Hey, man, you got any extra money?" And I shot them and killed them both. That's a true story.
That'll put a stop to it.
Oh, yeah, and the other homeless people saw it, and then they ran.
They didn't need money.
I've never told that story before, but it's true. Robert, how are you?
AM and the PM.
Thank you, Robert. Hallelujah. You sound like a guy who means business.
Yeah.
Well, you know, this is for the teenagers that go out trick-or-treating. Little Johnny, he went to the park, skipped school, went to the park, lit up a cigarette. An elderly gentleman says, "You know, kid, that'll kill you." Johnny says, "Really? Huh, my dad lived to be 95 years old. He goes, from smoking?" He goes, "No, from minding his own business."
I like that one.
Well, that's a good one. Robert, that's a good joke.
Thank you, sir.
That's a good. There you go, kids. You can tell from minding his own business.
I love his delivery.
That
beautiful. All right, I have to take a break here. We're going to be in big trouble, and we're going to be way behind. Now, if your kids, if the kids tonight, they come to your house, and then you open the door, and they go, "Whew, man, I'm glad I'm out here, because it's colder in your house than it is outside," then they're going to know you got some kind of heating problems. And you kids, if you encounter houses like that, if you want to really get a big treat, say to the homeowner, "Trick or treat," and you need to call Matheny Heating and Cooling. And then they'll probably give you a whole bunch of candy for giving them such a great idea to get their heat fixed. It is not cold yet. Was time change this weekend? Is that right?
Saturday night.
Yes, it is this weekend.
So here we go. Darker earlier, colder earlier, because it's dark, the temperature goes down. And it's the same sermon we've preached for as long as Matheny has been on here, and that is that you are going to eventually, if you have a brand-new heating and cooling system or you have a brand-new home, well, you're not going to need the heating and cooling people probably for a while, but you will. Everybody eventually has to have somebody come out and service or replace the heating and cooling system. So how do you decide who that's going to be? You ask your neighbors. You try to remember who it was that you had out before, if you even liked them. And, of course, you know you're not going to have the people the time that came out that you didn't like. And you can go through that whole process of calling somebody. Who did you use? Or you can do this. You can just call Matheny. Call Matheny Heating and Cooling. Here's who you'll be doing a favor. You'll be doing them a favor. You'll be doing yourself a favor. And you'll be doing us a big favor because you'll be supporting advertisers that support the show. And no advertiser supports the show that we wouldn't send you to, or I personally wouldn't send you to, even if we met on the street and you asked me. And it weren't part of the show. We don't do business that way. They've been to my house more than once. They'll be back. Great company, good family business. 70 years this year. If you're in St. Louis or St. Charles counties, don't worry about the brand you have or the size or the make, the model, or what type. Don't worry about any of that. You say, "Well, my house is really small," or "My house is really big." Doesn't matter. They'll take care of it. Business, residential, Matheny Heating and Cooling. MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com.
Time for a check on the highways. We have some early problems out there. Tim Weiland's here to fill you in. Tim?
Okay, we just got a report of an accident eastbound 255 near Telegraph. It's an accident with injuries. Also, you've got this accident that's on southbound 270 just before Page, or just right at Page, and it's moved off to the right shoulder now. The traffic is backed up to St. Charles Rock Road. Then another crash on northbound 170 at the Forest Park Parkway. Looks like they've got a right lane block there, and traffic is backed up to Highway 64, and thanks to the KTRS listener that called in about that. Westbound 64, slow now, Hampton through McCausland, 270 through Mason. If you're coming in on eastbound 70, starting to stack up approaching Grand through Madison. And this traffic report is brought to you by the new Kia Optima Limited midsize sedan. elegance, performance, technology. If you'd like to learn more, visit your St. Louis area Kia retailers or go to mykiastlouis.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
For the first time since the 1966 Sugar Bowl, the Missouri Tigers will meet the Florida Gators on the football field. Hi, this is Mike Kelly, the voice of the Tigers. Join us as Missouri heads to the swamp right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Coverage begins at 9:45 a.m. Game time is at 11 this Saturday. Get every pass, every play right here on your home of the Missouri Tigers, the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
Update your home with lighting during home decorating days at Metro Lighting. Save at least 25% store-wide, including all Kichler lighting. For high style with affordability, choose Kichler Lighting, now at 25% off. Plus, save an additional 10% on a single item with our bonus coupon at MetroLightingCenters.com. No matter what your project or budget, hurry into Metro Lighting and save at least 25% store-wide, plus 10% off an additional item with our online bonus coupon for a limited time only. See store for details.
Mizzou football on KTRS is brought to you in part by PM Barbecue. Be sure to tune in this Saturday as Mizzou battles the Florida Gators. PM Barbecue, your official tailgate barbecue on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, a couple of things. This Saturday, the yard sale, and I mention this because that's a big audience for that yard sale on Saturday. It's going out for 9, maybe 10 years. It's normally 7 to 9 o'clock. This Saturday, it will be 6 to 8 o'clock. Starts an hour earlier because of Mizzou football and what that does to other scheduling of other programs. So this Saturday, 6 to 8 o'clock. Same thing the following Saturday. And by the way, same thing last Saturday. But it didn't seem to stop the yard sale, people. And I also want to mention that that show is sponsored exclusively by First Community Credit Union. First Community Credit Union, Big 550 Yard Sale, that's what it's called. So last Saturday was 6 to 8. And by the way, plenty of callers, even 6 to 7. Yard sale people are up early. I got a buddy who says if you want to soar with the eagles, you got to rise with the chickens. He loves that expression because he gets up at like 5 o'clock every morning. So 6 to 8 this Saturday and the following Saturday on the 10th, the First Community Credit Union yard sale. And as long as we're talking about First Community Credit Union, to Jim who called earlier and said, I've been trying to get through for 40 minutes. Honest to goodness, I've called First Community Credit Union, the main number, I said 100 times, probably not far from that, 80, 100 times. Never waited 40 minutes. So the service is tremendous there. You will get through. You'll get what you need. And you need to really consider changing where you're doing your banking, unless you're just in love with your bank or where you bank. Make a change. Join us. FirstCommunity.com.